From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. World leaders are arriving in Copenhagen for the final days of the two-week climate conference. A wide array of differences continue to divide delegates from large and small countries. The BBC's Roger Harabin looks at the pressures of politics and science on display in Copenhagen.
Containing emissions to a level associated with a temperature rise of 2 degrees is the stated aim of the big nations here. As things are going, they will miss that target by some distance. The poorest and most vulnerable nations say the rise in emissions should be contained to a level associated with 1 or 1.5 degrees. They have no chance of getting their way. By the end of the day, more than 130 national leaders will have flown in, and as they bump into action, it's increasingly clear that the political advisers, rather than science advisers, will call the shots.
The BBC's Roger Harabin. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is seeking to break the deadlock. At a news conference after arriving in Copenhagen today, Clinton said the U.S. is ready to jointly raise $100 billion a year by 2020 to help poor countries. Bank of America has ended weeks of speculation, announcing the bank's head of retail operations will replace outgoing CEO Ken Lewis. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Julie Rose reports.
The Bank of America board tried unsuccessfully for 6 weeks to hire a new CEO from the ranks of Wall Street elite. Those efforts were hindered by pay restrictions and extra government oversight that came with the TARP money Bank of America took. That left the bank's board searching for an internal candidate. They chose Brian Moynihan, the current head of Bank of America's retail business. He was also closely involved in negotiations to acquire Merrill Lynch last year. That deal has led to sharp criticism from investors and ongoing investigations by the government. Moynihan joined Bank of America in 2004 when it acquired his former employer, Fleet Boston Financial. A Bank of America spokesman says Moynihan will move to Charlotte to take the CEO position. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
Vice President Joe Biden travels to North Georgia today to announce a federal push for more broadband internet access. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The vice president will appear alongside Georgia's Republican governor, Sonny Perdue, to announce $33 million in federal funding for a broadband project in the state's rural foothills. It's one of 18 internet projects the federal government is rolling out today. Over the next 2.5 months, the government's set to award some $2 billion to improve broadband service. The money comes from the economic stimulus package. Most of the early funding will go to remote communities the government says need better broadband if they're to reach their economic potential. Some will pay for so-called middle-mile projects, linking whole communities to internet trunk lines. In other cases, the government will help pay to extend high-speed lines the last mile to individual homes and businesses. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Political critics of Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari are not wasting any time in calling for him to resign following a Supreme Court ruling that struck down a controversial amnesty law. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The court's ruling reopens all cases, acquittals, and convictions that had been set aside by the amnesty, including corruption allegations that have swirled around President Zardari. They date to the 1990s, when his wife Benazir Bhutto was prime minister. Under the court's ruling, a suspended sentence by a magistrate in Switzerland against Bhutto and Zardari for money laundering could also be reopened. But the presidential spokesman pointed out that the Constitution shields the president from any criminal proceedings as long as he's in office. The court took pains to ensure that any renewed prosecutions have credibility. The Chief Justice said he himself will monitor the resurrected cases, which could number in the thousands. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
A Pentagon spokesman says the first of 30,000 additional U.S. troops being sent to Afghanistan have begun to arrive. The spokesman says a Marine battalion that was ordered to deploy earlier this month already has some boots on the ground, with the rest of the battalion to be flown in before Christmas. The Mexican Navy says it's killed one of Mexico's top drug kingpins in a two-hour gun battle. About 200 sailors took part in the raid on an upscale apartment complex just south of Mexico City. Arturo Beltran Labella was known as the boss of bosses. At least three other members of his cartel were killed, and another committed suicide during the shootout. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.